This is your dose of daily market wisdom with master trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm your host, Kerry Lutz. It's 1-10-24, show 554. Well, Nick, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the fake Bitcoin tweet heard round the world.
Yes, we would, Kerry. That was quite something. It looks like the SEC was allegedly hacked. We don't know. I did see the tweet, and it really, the verbiage was perfect. So, you know, it was something that would come out of an attorney. The crypto traders are all waiting for the SEC to now approve this spot Bitcoin ETF. It looked like the approval went through last night, and apparently it didn't. So we'll wait on that news today. But everybody is waiting to hear who got the green light for a spot Bitcoin ETF, as everybody is assuming it will be approved. If it is not approved and it does not happen, be careful. Bitcoin can really take it on the chin, as this thing has been running up into this news. Today, we do have Bitcoin a little bit lower, trading down by about 3% or so. So that has definitely pulled back a bit. But overall, it's still at 45,000. So there's no real panic out here. And like I said, everybody's waiting on that approval that they thought they received last night after the closing bell.
I guess rumors of Bitcoin's elevation were greatly exaggerated, huh?
Yes. You know, here's the irony, though. It didn't have a huge spike after that tweet. So, you know, how much is now built into the cards already, even if Bitcoin, spot Bitcoin ETF is approved? I think there's 20 applicants or 14 applicants, something like that. It's well over 10 applicants that have put in for it. So, what is this going to do to Bitcoin as we go forward? I know the hope is that everybody's going to want to get in, but I'm not so sure. You know, when you get a lot of product out there, there could be some dilution out there too, and people just become, immune to it, and they don't want a lot to do with it after a while. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, this could be a case of buy the rumor, sell the news, huh?
Oh, it certainly could be a case of buy the rumor, sell the news. I think it will be, even if you get a pop afterwards. I think that euphoria only lasts so long as this thing is up so much in anticipation of this approval.
Yeah, which will wind up being a dud, whether it's approved or disapproved. It's not going to matter in the long run, right?
In the long run, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I think in the short run, you'll get that initial pop. The markets will jump on it. But I don't know how long that will last. This thing is up a lot. As you know, it's been flirted and tweeted out with with lawsuits and, cases in court. And then it got kicked back down to the SEC. Mm-hmm. Who was the ruling group that didn't want it to begin with? So, we'll see how it plays out. This is quite a soap opera.
I think this is going to tie up the eventual approval, because they're going to have an investigation. They're not going to approve it until everybody covers their ass, Nick.
That's a great point. I think Twitter X, or X as it's called now, has come out and basically said that it was not on their end that the SEC's account was compromised. It wasn't due to any breach on Twitter's system. So, this is going to be probably investigated. But who knows? It's just like everything else in the political world and in Hollywood. It's all, it's all really just one show. Big charade. Yeah, it really is.
It's just the theater.
Hey, just theater.
So quiet day for the markets while we await the CPI number release tomorrow.
That's right. Today, the markets are not doing a whole lot here. We do have the NASDAQ up about 50 points as we sit tight and wait on this CPI number. The spiders are up a little bit. They're up 0.25%. The Russell's down 0.25%. So you got a little bit of mixed bag of tricks out here. But overall, that CPI number has been a market mover in the past, and it might be a market mover again. So Definitely hang on to your hat, because the CPI number has been the one number, the one report that has shaken things up.
You have an opinion on what it's going to show?
Well, you know, Kerry, the way I look at it is I don't really ever care about the number. I really just care about the reaction. Yeah. So I never look for anything. I think the market is looking for, you know, a gain of 0.2%. So I'm not really sure what it's going to be. And you know me, I don't really believe any of these numbers ever.
Yeah,
so
well,
it's all about the...
They're as hacked as the SEC's email Twitter account, right?
You know, it's just it's funny how the labor number or the BLS non-farm payroll report comes out and it's Goldilocks every single time, and it's revised back down every single time. So I don't really pay attention to any of these numbers. I just care about the reaction and the chart pattern.
Okay, so financial stocks have stalled out a bit. What's the winners and losers here?
Yeah, so JP Morgan, which has been one of the biggest winners one of the biggest movers that I can remember in 2 months, stock is up nearly 30%. It's down $1.25 today. It's backing off a little bit and overdue for a pullback. I mean, this thing is, you know, just been in the stratosphere. So it's healthy to see the financials pull back. I think they need to do more of it. And if that were to happen, you know, that could set the market up for another rally down the road a little bit. But it's good to see that, you know, if you're bullish, the KRE, which is the regional bank ETF, you know, backing off today down about 0.5% as we speak. So that's good to see. And that's been consolidating for several weeks.
Okay. Gold and silver today. Gold's like pulling back a bit.
Yeah. Gold is kind of flat today. So, you know, it's upticking a little bit, down a little bit, but it's basically flat. The one thing I want to point out about gold is that it's been pulling back since December 28th. There's still a lot of daily chart support, nice, just daily support around the psychological 2000 level. So if it gets down there, you know, that's potentially a bounce area, but you'll have to watch the pattern as it gets in there. But gold, again, it does not break out unless it closes above 2100 on a monthly basis. So that would be at the end of the month. So don't bite onto that if it does occur, because there could still be a lot of whipsaw in gold as we go into the end of the month.
Okay, and of course, silver is lagging gold, so it's, you know, it's basically doing nothing again.
Yeah, silver really has gotten a very, very quiet, but I will say that there's a lot of chart support for silver futures right around the $22 level if it does get there, so keep that on the radar. That's just daily support. Right now, currently trading at $23. That's not a big deal. This level's been tested for about 6 days now. So I don't love the 23. The 22 looks pretty good for a daily support level. And the big buy level, Kerry, as I mentioned the other day with you, is $19. You get to 19, load up the truck. That is where you back it and fill it. And don't look back because it's going to take off after that.
All right. Sounds good. And that's it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's beaten the averages for decades. Twitter feeds at ITMS. At Nick Santiago 01, at Kerry Lutz. Emails welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. And leave your comments below on the YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe. Nick, we will catch up with you on Friday.
Sounds good, Kerry.